Yeah.
This podcast is brought to you by Print Coast to Coast, located on Savannah Road, just east of Five Points. From business cards to banners and everything in between, Print Coast to Coast is locally owned. So think outside of the box store, shop at the business that is owned by your neighbors. More than just a print shop, they are like your own marketing team and are the local experts in every door direct mailing. 3, 2, 1. Good afternoon.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Hanging out.
Hanging out?
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
It is an amazing day.
It's an amazing day. This time of year doesn't get enough credit.
Fall is my favorite.
Fall is my favorite. Well, that's what everybody says, but yeah. Then they don't pay attention, and then they say, oh, we didn't have a fall this year.
Well, I actually just heard on the radio today that we are going to have fall.
We are?
Yes.
I think so this we'll is fall right here.
Yeah, but we'll have more of these days. Normally, it's like you've got this for like, what, a month, and then it gets 32 degrees like this morning.
It was beautiful, though, right?
It was,
right?
Really cool. It was
frosty. I do. Well, that's a fun question, but we won't. This is about you today. It's not going to be about me. Because I will go on a running rant. I do. Actually, I just got back into running, so I'm feeling. I ran yesterday, not today, but I love this.
Your kids go with you too, though. Now,
did you see my post yesterday?
I did.
How many kids do you have?
Five.
Five. So, you know how this goes in the mornings. I guess my kids have always gotten up early. They're always, "Where are you going, Jim?" You know, because it's as a. When you have that kind of kids and working,
right.
If you're going to do anything like that, it has to really be early.
It does.
There's just not time.
I know.
So they'd be like, "Where are you going?" And I had Adam Howard on the podcast the other day, and it's funny because I used to go to Body Shop, and I would go to the Body Shop, and I'd take David when he was probably 7 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Adam was all right with it, you know, because Dave would do push-ups and stuff. But then when he was about 10, I started bringing Sam, who was probably 4.
Oh, God.
And he goes, "Dude, this is not a daycare." And I was like, "Screw that."
Did he just run on the treadmill, the 4-year-old?
No, I left. I walked out. I was like, "Fine then." You know, in reality, Adam was right. And I was just trying to pull it together. You know, right. I just wanted to work out and still, you know.
Be a dad.
Be a dad and all this. Know. So Adam's now has two children, and I had him on the podcast, and I first apologized to him, and he was like, "No big deal." But it's fun to see, you know, Adam now dealing and being flexible with kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun.
That is fun.
But yes, I ran yesterday, and Sam did ride. They usually ride their bike while I run, which is which is awesome.
That's doable.
And he wanted to, and you know, yesterday was the time change, and.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do that in the dark
because
it's, you know, you want to keep an eye on your kid. And, it was funny yesterday. I was running and he sometimes falls behind a little bit. And then I was running with AirPods and I took my AirPod out and I looked behind me and he wasn't there. And I hear this high pitched scream, "Daddy."
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, "Oh shizzle." So I start hauling ass back down the trail and I'm yelling, "Hey." Because I don't know if he's being attacked by a person or a raccoon or something. So I'm just making noise, running up, and he's walking along with his bike. And I'm like, "Well, what's the matter?" I dropped my phone. And he was in this position where he either had to move forward because he didn't want to leave me or go backwards to get the phone.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was tripping.
That's funny.
So I sprinted back. We got it. And then we went and found the phone. And I'm like, you know, I'm like a little frustrated.
Don't bring your phone anymore, right?
We listen to music.
Yeah, that's true.
We jamming. But whatever.
I had to take my phone or the phone away from my 13-year-old because it was just insane. The nonsense with the Snapchat and, I mean, social media. It's just crazy. I mean.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I'm dealing with that a little bit with my 14-year-old David. And it's not so bad, but. Yeah.
There's predators out there, and I know because two of them were on Brooklyn's Snapchat.
Yeah, so I'm not sure because I have Teresa, but she's only 7, so she's definitely not on any social media.
Right.
But you know, I don't. Yeah, that's scary, right?
But I got to tell you, after I took her phone from her, the first 2 weeks were insane. Like she had no idea what was happening in the world. She didn't know how to talk to people. It was just very foreign for her to have to actually be a kid.
Right.
But then after that. she kind of morphed into this child that I remembered.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So it was really a blessing because...
Here, pull this down just a smidge. Just, oh, sorry. There you go. Just, there you go.
So it was, it was really great to see her behave the way she should be and how a 13-year-old should be behaving, like playing and like interacting with other kids and mm-hmm. not, you know, in your room and hiding from the world. And so probably about 3 months after she had had it taken away, I asked her, I said, hey, Brooke, do you want it back? You know, you're not going to get data on it. I mean, you're not going to have social media and things like that, but you'll have text message and phone calls if you want to text your friends, whatever. She goes, you know what, Mom, I think I'm okay. And I said, wait, you don't want your phone back? And she's like, nah, I think I'm good. Wow. I was like, what?
So do you have to worry about, like, because with like David has a phone, but I have to, you know, he's catching the bus and he's mm-hmm. staying after school. He's starting to get like an actual, not just a social media, but an right. actual real life social life.
Mm-hmm. How old is he?
He's 14.
Yeah.
But he's in ninth grade, but he's a young ninth grader. I think like most of his friends are even close to 16.
Right. Okay.
Late 15. Right. So, but I can't take the phone away from him. And it actually does okay. His problem is he loses the damn thing. He'd lose his head if it wasn't connected.
Right. And I mean, at first Brooklyn was like that too, because they had phones when they were younger too, because I went through a divorce and mm-hmm. it was just easier because she has, you know, she's in athletics, like she plays field hockey and softball and she's wanting to get into lacrosse and all that good stuff. And it was helpful because I didn't know where she was. And if she was with her dad, I could text her and be like, hey, Brookie, I love you. You know,
right.
whatever, you know how parents do. And it worked, and I thought when I took the phone away from her that it was going to cause some drama because she was still in school and, you know, doing her thing. But it didn't. I mean, she just, right. yeah, I mean, there's phones in the classrooms now, so if practice gets canceled, they call anyways, or I get right. an email. Or
so is she in eighth grade?
She's in seventh grade.
Yeah, my opinion is that's probably was the right choice.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert in anything, so right. I'm not going to, what I say is not an
but
expert.
But for her... this was the right choice.
Yeah, and for you too. I mean, we'll lose our minds.
I know. We were checking all the time. I mean, her dad and I, like I said, we're separate. We're both remarried, but
right.
And we have a great relationship, all four of us. But we're always checking. I mean, we're checking on, you know, their phones and.
I was going to start to say that I think girls have it a little worse, but. God, there's people out there after everything, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if your cat's not nailed down, they'll steal that thing too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough world. I was talking to my mom about this. I go, you know, they say that kids and people in general are in more danger now, but I actually think we were in more danger as when we were children.
I think so too. Because we didn't know.
There was no registries. There was mm-hmm. no data being kept on people. Mm-hmm. You know, I watched that Ted Bundy thing where he was just killing women, and then they were about to catch him. So what does he do? He goes to the next county.
I know.
And he's like, yeah, I'm good. I'll just start over here.
I know.
And there was no communication between the states. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, the infrastructure now of data that passes between states and stuff, I would think we're a safer place right. now.
Well, we're far more informed about what's going on.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, well, that in itself is a benefit to society.
I actually, well, 2 seconds. Let's introduce you.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Introduce yourself.
So I'm Sarah Russ, and I'm an agent with Coldwell Banker. I deal with commercial properties more so than residential, but I do both. It's great.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast
Thanks
today.
For having
All right, now
me.
What were we talking about?
I know.
But I was going to say, and we won't stick to this too long, but I feel one of the changes that I made in my life this year was we turned the news off.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like the news was implying like the United States is a community and it's not. It's the United States
mm-hmm.
dealing with the United States issues in a community, setting is confusing. First of all,
right.
So I'm reacting to things that aren't going on here,
mm-hmm.
but then implying that that could happen, and so because of that, you can't go outside anymore.
Right.
And it's
hard.
Not fair.
Oh yeah, I mean it's national news, so it deals on the whole,
right?
The United States as a whole. So I get it.
Yeah. So we got rid of the news, and I'm still not letting my kids run free, but I'm not stressing about stuff that isn't really relevant to
That's
me.
That's true. Well, we just moved. My husband and I just moved into a development in Plantation Lakes in Millsboro.
Okay.
And we love it there. It's amazing. The homes are really close together, which is great for us because we don't like to spend a lot of time on lawn maintenance. We
right.
just want to be out doing things all the time.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. I mean, this place has got so many amenities. It's kind of right in the middle of things. It's not too close to the beach, so we don't have to deal with a lot of beach traffic in the yeah. summertime, but it's close enough where we can go if we want to.
Well, that's funny because for so long we've made it so important to live by the beach,
mm-hmm.
and it's almost a nightmare.
I know.
I live, you know, by Giant.
Right.
And summer can be absolutely 10 times worse than winter.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm literally, there's nothing to do. You can't go out. You may have mm-hmm. one trip. Mm-hmm. You know, let's try to get to Home Depot once. If you didn't get what you were supposed to get, you're not going back.
Right, yep.
You might try to get to the beach once.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't go, forget it.
If that, though.
Right.
I mean, we didn't even go this past summer. We didn't even take the kids to the beach.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like,
I remember living over in Easton, and I was like, this is so nice. We don't concern, you know, there might be some weekend traffic on Route 50 coming through right. Easton, but for the most part, you did whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing I love most about this time of year and winter is that, you know, you can catch up on all your projects.
Well, and you get your town back.
Absolutely.
We have our, we can do what we want. Like you said, you can finally get down to the beach and enjoy it.
I think now we get our town back because we tried to go out to dinner for the Sea Witch weekend.
Oh.
Town
no
was
way.
Not back.
No.
It was under hijack.
Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, I've lived in Delaware for 30 years. And I've been to the Sea Witch Festival twice.
I've never been.
The first time I was much younger, so it was, you know, it's a little fun. I was out with friends and stuff like that. The second time I brought my kids, that was a complete disaster. And I just said, you know what, never again. I'll never do. I had to walk like 15 miles just to get to it
right.
to begin with. And then you have to find a spot, which is another joke. And if you get stuck in the median, good luck. You're staying there for like overnight. You might as well bring a tent
live
with
there.
You. right.
Did you get stuck in the median?
Oh, it was horrible. Yeah. It was absolutely horrible. We cut across, you know, where there was a break mm-hmm. in the parade. We're like running and I've got like all these little ducklings like hanging, like grab on guys, let's run, you know. don't get hit by the witch,
the sea witch. Don't get pelted by candy.
I know. They didn't even do a lot that this year.
They didn't.
No, they're not like thrown out. I'm surprised they weren't thrown out. Like,
well, I think it's the responsibility of the float, isn't it?
I think so.
I mean, the float.
I think people are
like
trying
I
to
said,
do
I've
more healthy things, and that's great. I mean, I'd prefer that.
That's
but
funny.
Kids
I saw
don't like it.
I saw the latest Coca-Cola commercial where they say, "Share a Coke,"
mm-hmm.
like split it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's pretty smart.
If we do that at my house,
yeah,
are,
we
can
do.
Can I
it,
have a soda? Yeah, if you share it.
Yeah, split it with somebody.
Yeah, because it's like 15 pounds of sugar in that one 12-ounce can.
Well, and I buy little Cokes, so my wife she loves
oh, yeah.
Coke. Oh mm-hmm. my God, she'll drink that shit all day, and I'm like, and she's a little younger than me, so as an old man, I'm like. It's gonna hurt your health one day, and she's like, I don't care. So, but you know, she shares them now.
Yeah, well, I only like them when I have them with my captain. Although my taste
my
buds,
captain.
Are, my captain, my taste buds are changing. They say like every 7 years, like
yeah.
your body does this weird like you know next, and it changes up.
So now it's Captain and Coke, or now it's Captain and Diet.
No, I don't like diet either. Now it's tequila.
Oh, my God.
I am a tequila drinker. I got to tell you, it is insane. If I want
That's
something
nice.
Sweet, I'll add a little pineapple juice to it. But, gosh.
I've
so
never
good.
Seen, I've only seen a grown man cry on one drink, tequila.
I keep trying to get my husband to drink it, but.
He said, no. Nah.
He's like, nah, I've, no. Nope.
Well, listen, let's talk about, so you and I go back a long time. I thought it was, so Carlos mentioned you. Coming on the podcast, I was like, oh, my God, I know Sarah. Me and Sarah go way back.
Yeah.
And first of all, I apologize if I ever hurt your feelings.
You didn't.
Because
I've got tough skin.
Me and you, I have a lot of respect for you because, you know, me and you have known each other for 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Something
been,
like that.
Yeah.
And we've negotiated a few leases.
Mm-hmm.
And... We've really, I mean, we could have really lost it, you know?
There's probably a few times it was like, all right, hang up the phone. Call him back later.
Yeah, call. Don't answer. But you know what? We worked through it. And right. I've always thought as the, because you were the property manager. Mm-hmm. Is that the right title?
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, I mean, you managed this property and yeah. you negotiated the leases and kept everything kind of running smoothly. And I'm not a very business oriented guy, so I don't understand. You should say, well, what do you want to pay per square foot? I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to pay this much money. I don't know the square
this
foot.
This is the amount I want to pay every month.
This is a check I want to write to you.
Right.
Whatever it figures out in square foot, you tell me, but that's not, because, and I was talking to Carlos earlier about that. I go, I don't think in square foot. I think in hundreds.
Right.
You know?
A lot of people do. Yeah. I mean, that's normal.
Let's take off 100 this year. Right. You know, or let's add a couple hundred, whatever we were doing.
Right.
But, you know, it was an interesting, because, you know, you were coming from your side and I was coming from my side, but we always made it work. And here I am, still got the spot. And
it's still a great spot.
It's still a great spot.
Yeah.
And Carlos was telling, he's trying to find out what I pay. And I'm like, dude.
Don't compare that property to this property. Yeah. They are completely
You're on the highway.
Spectrums.
You're on the highway. So, but it was funny. We had a funny chat.
Carlos is a good guy. It was funny because when they first started the spot up in Rehoboth, am I allowed to say what he does?
Yeah, Carlos is he's stoked in the Broken Stoked podcast. So he's on the podcast.
All right, cool. So at Urban Float, it was like, you know, hey, have you ever done this? And I'm like, no, I have no idea what that is. And he's like, well, you get in this egg. And,
dream pod.
Yeah. And you, he was like trying to make it layman's terms for me, but he's like, then you float in this water. Have you ever seen Stranger Things? And I'm like, yeah, I have actually. That's a crazy show. And it's kind of cool. He's like, yeah, well, that's what that girl does. She kind of floats in like the salt water fluid stuff.
Epsom salts.
Yeah.
1200 pounds dissolved.
And I was like, I'm really not looking forward to like being enclosed in a capsule with water, like naked. It just was not my. This is not my.
Have you done it?
No, I haven't. But he says that it's really great because I have this horrible like back thing, and I've got so much back pain. It's all the time.
I can give you a float.
You've got a float like hanging out in the back.
I can give you. You know, I have
like session.
Yeah, I can give you a float.
Well, Carlos was like, yeah, come in and try it. Because he's got this, like, he's got back problems too, like we all do, I guess, apparently, because we're all
old,
carrying stress and, yeah, old. But, and he's like, yeah, come on in and try it out.
Well,
and
they're a sponsor of the podcast. In fact, I read Urban Float's advertisement a lot. That's why I know it's 1,200 pounds of Epsom salt.
Well, he brought me in there. I put my hands in the salt, and it was just white powder after it came out.
Well, I love floating, and if you want to try, he's obviously offered you a free float, but I prefer you went in there and told him that I gave you one.
Okay. Well, we
just because it'll aggravate the hell out of him, because he's like, what are you giving away floats for? But it is an amazing experience.
How many times have you done it?
I've done it twice.
See, is it, I mean, the first time, were you completely relaxed, or were you like, what the hell do I do?
So first of all, I'll break it down. So you walk in, and usually Maxine or one of his amazing employees is at the front desk. And there's, I mean, one thing Carlos is great about, because I, you know, I'm a worker who got a business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Okay. Like I worked, he always says, what do you want to, start a business you can sell, or do you want to start a business you can work at for the rest of your life? I want to start a business I can work at the rest of my life. That's how I think, because I'm just
a
guy.
Well, how about then later you sell it and then off the proceeds?
I'm starting to understand that, but I, you know, that's just how I just, it's like it means so much to me. Mm-hmm. It's like it's validation.
Right.
Like I'm working in my own business and I'll do whatever. So, but he, you know, he thinks as a more of a business kind of. So he does a great job with, you know, the employees and managing it and getting the right people. So, you know, Maxine or one of the great people that he has working there usually greet you, they check you in, and then they walk you back, and you have your own room. So mm-hmm. like a podtel, potel, a dream potel.
That was so cheesy.
Welcome to the dream potel. Water floating.
Oh my God.
They take you back, you go in your room, you get naked.
Bounchka wow wow.
That's the best part, I think. My problem is I'm like 16 in my head, so I'm floating in the thing. I'm like, I am naked. So
I am not 16 in my head.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Oh. It's just still fascinating.
Right, right.
But so they take you to your room. You leave your shoes outside the door. You walk in. So the pods, I think the water is at around, and don't yell at me, Carlos, but I'm going to say it's around 95 degrees, 94.5 degrees. So what you want to do is you want to go into the shower. They got some awesome showers and in your room. I shouldn't say showers. The showers in your room. You go in, you take a cold shower. So you want to bring your temperature down a couple degrees. So what are we at? 98.6. You want to try to get down to 96 or something. 95.
Is that like close to death though? Isn't it like really close?
No, you're fine. So you just take off that heat, the edge. All right. And then you go and then you get into the water. And if you lower your temperature down, you can't. When the door, so you close the lid, and there'll be like an oscillating light that kind of goes from red to blue to green. And all you got to do is push it, and it turns off the light.
But you have to push it? What if you're afraid of the dark? I'm not saying I am. I'm just saying.
Well, if you're afraid of the dark, don't push it. Let the light. Yeah. But you do close your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
So it's dark.
True.
It's like Motel 6.
There you go.
They're all the same does when your vibrate? Eyes are shut. You're in the water.
Well, so, does that vibrate? Like, or is it just still?
No, it's just still.
All right.
And then there's jungle music that plays, like monkeys and...
Really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's freaking awesome. And then you shut the lid and you turn out the light. And if you've done everything properly, even if you haven't done everything properly, it's still amazing. But if you've cooled yourself down, you can't tell the difference between the water and the air.
Really? How wild
so
is that?
So you get yourself centered, you know, put out your arms, find the walls, because it's a 6x8 dream pod egg.
Oh, it's not pretty, just a little big. It's like not a coffin.
No, it's not a coffin. It's a, I'm, yeah. So my problem is I'm like, huh. So I'm like, I wonder if I can swim with my fingers. And I start spinning around with just my fingertips. It's a, I'm a mess in there. But you close the lid, shut your eyes, and it is amazing. You, it's like floating.
How do you calm your mind down to stop thinking?
You have to work on it. Your brain is a muscle. It takes effort. You know, pray. I pray. Usually, if speaking for me, if my mind is racing, it's usually racing with some self-centered bullshit. What am I not getting? What am I going to be one day? How amazing am I going to be? It's usually something like that.
I think about all my tasks I have to do, which is insane.
So I usually say, Dear Lord, I'm turning this over to you. My shoulders aren't big enough, and I'm just going to let you take care of it. And sometimes I say that over and over, and it takes humility to me to open my mouth and say that because, you know, I'm not a big believer in God, but I still say it. And and then I try to focus on a tennis ball.
You focus on a tennis ball.
I create a tennis ball in my mind and just focus on it. And it's weird because if you can do this, if you are up to the challenge, the tennis ball will represent kind of what's going on in your life. So sometimes the tennis ball is real big. Sometimes it's real small and shiny. Sometimes it's spinning. So it's just, you know, it's in the mind. Listen, there's no, you can't fail at it.
Right.
It's a great experience. Well, plus you're soaking in 1,200 pounds of dissolved Epsom salts.
Right.
So that magnesium helps with your muscles, your soreness.
Oh, gosh, that just sounds amazing.
It's amazing. And then on top of all that, you're naked.
Again, that causes stress for some people.
there's a friend of mine, Susie. She works over at Mudslingers. Do you know Susie Anderson?
I do.
Love Susie.
Well, I know Mudslingers.
Yeah. So there's Layla and Susan.
Yep, I know
and
Layla.
So
yep.
She's like, I tried to get Carlos to let do an all nighter. Like she would go in there and sleep all night.
Oh wow! Wow, that would be croony.
Right, but she's like, that's how much she loves it.
Wow.
I'm like, I can do an hour. I'm not spending 2 hours.
What's the average time, though? You're in there.
I think you get an hour.
Okay.
But it's definitely cool. I mean, I would absolutely try it. And if you can't focus on the tennis ball, if you can't slip away and ask for God to help you release these thoughts, then just swim around in there. You're naked. It's fun. And
there's no mirrors in there, right?
No.
Okay, that works.
Two-way mirrors? No. Carlos, he doesn't do that. No. But so, anyway, so you were managing me for a long time, and then some changes happened.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to you on the phone. It was kind of like a Seinfeld episode.
It always is with you.
You're like, I like animals. I'm like, I think you have to get an education to work at the zoo,
yeah,
Sarah.
Yeah, I know.
But I remember.
I have my own zoo, actually. 5 kids, remember.
Right, exactly. Oh, my God. But I remember we had a conversation about even maybe starting to do some writing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I actually wrote a children's book, and I still have yet to publish it because I'm so afraid. I'm like, rejection is just so heavy on my mind.
Well, it's funny because there was a podcast. Let me see. I was supposed to do a podcast at noon with the lady that reached out to me. I'm going to pass her name on to you. Her name is Diane Pierce, and she owns Devil's Party Press. Have you ever heard of them?
No.
So they're a publishing company out of Milton.
Really? Yep. Local?
Yep. And she was going to come on. She had to cancel because they had to do something with their daughter. So we'll get her rescheduled. But she was running the Milton Chamber of Commerce.
Was she?
Yep. And now she left the chamber because they have Devil's Party Press book publishing company that is becoming really popular. And so she decided to focus all of her time on that. So maybe that might be somebody that you talk to, Diane Pierce, about maybe getting your book published. Because when you have a publishing company, they need people to publish books.
Right. Yeah. And that kind of helps that whole publishing company.
Absolutely. And she'll only work with a certain, I forget the group that she's focusing on, but she's avoiding certain books. Mm-hmm. And she's really focusing on another kind of group. So
I'd have to find out from her what that is, though, because this book that I wrote is a children's book. So some companies don't want to.
Yeah, they don't want to deal with children's books?
Yeah, they don't want to deal with that.
I get it. I bet everyone thinks they could probably write a children's book. Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
My favorite children's book is Dragons Eat Tacos.
I love that book. There's also another book. It's like a llama. It's got llama. Like there's a llama in it.
Oh, yeah. The llama book.
Yeah.
Llama like Mama.
Yes. With the red pajamas or something. Yes. I don't know. Those are hilarious.
That's a great book.
I love them.
We read that book, the taco book, all the time. Ahuga. Because we love tacos.
Well, I mean, who doesn't like tacos?
So you're doing something different.
Yeah, yeah.
You're managing commercial property.
Well, I'm not managing. I'm selling it.
Selling it.
Yeah, yeah. Not managed. Thank God I'm not managing it anymore.
Well, what do you?
It was exhausting.
How's that business?
The selling part of this. So
all of it.
Yeah. So I love commercial. I've been doing commercial stuff for a long time, and with the help of the company I used to work for, I was really kind of all that's all. What I did. I mean, I managed the properties and I helped write up the leases and get it signed and, you know, money and all that good stuff.
So you were learning about it for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah. And so when that big life change happened in January, I was like, I have no idea.
Do you want to share what happened?
So yeah, so I worked for a local developer firm and I loved it. It was great. It was great culture. The people that I worked with were amazing. Just, it was really a cool spot. But it's a small company, and so there's not a lot of growth, right? So, and at the time, I was 36 years old, and I was kind of informed that my spot was pretty much what it was going to be for ever and ever. And so I wasn't completely okay with that. I still love the company, though, so it was kind of...
Well, sometimes, you know... There are people come in your life, and sometimes they do things that at the time feel like they're very not good. They throw us completely out of our comfort zone.
Right.
But sometimes you look back and you go, maybe they did me a favor.
And they did. Right. And so, and that's the whole thing. So this past January, I was let go. I was laid off.
Yep.
And I've never been laid off or fired before that. It was a very emotional thing to have to go through, which was crazy because I've got a tough skin and I didn't think that that was going to affect me like that. But it certainly did. And so I cried like a bitch for 2 days or something. And
not
my
even
husband,
like a baby, like a bitch.
Oh, I cried like a bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and my husband just, this happened on a Friday, and on Sunday morning, my husband wakes me up and goes, look, you need to pull your shit together.
Mm.
This is not the end of the world.
Right.
You've got a lot of experience underneath your belt. Do something.
Right.
And he was like, in fact, you don't even have to do anything. You can be a stay-at-home mom if you want. Well, if I had like one kid, I'd be like, sure, yeah, that sounds like fun. But I don't, and I don't want to stay home because I validate myself. I kind of monitor my self-worth.
With five kids, that's like worse than a job.
Yeah.
That is stressful.
So I was like, there's no way I'm doing that. So
don't love your children.
I do. I do love my children.
Course.
So, but I did stay home for a little bit to kind of like gather my thoughts and do some soul searching and figure out exactly what I wanted to do because at this point, I didn't have any there. I mean, it was like fair game.
Right.
What am I going to do? So my sister-in-law was like, hey, I think you'd be really good at real estate. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, just try it. I mean, just take the test and see how it is. It was an expense. I mean, it costs like $600 to go through the course and all that. And
now, is that the same course if you're going to be a real estate agent?
Yeah, yeah. So,
so it's really just about documents and filing and...
Well, it's a lot more than that. It's a lot about laws and regulations in the state and and what...
So is there a commercial course and just a regular?
There is. Okay. So, but here's the thing, though. You have to get your real estate license first through the state. And then after that, you can take designations to kind of like better your look almost. I don't, for lack of better words, but it's called a CCIM, which is just a commercial designation. So if I take this class, which it takes a long time, it's like 4 years. I mean, it's going to take me a long, long time. But once I get that, I'll pretty much be an expert in any kind of commercial real estate, which is what I'm doing. I mean, I'm in the process of that. But since I'm a new agent, you know, it takes a little bit of time to kind of gather your thoughts and try to put together marketing plans and build your clientele and, you know, get some money coming in, which is where the residential stuff comes in, because commercial deals take a long time. I mean, you've got a $2 million property and, you know, look, negotiations can take up to a year and a half, 2 years, maybe sometimes longer, depending on, you know, all the ins and outs of the agreement. But, you know, you can't hold off and wait to get paid for that as an agent. So at least not at first. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
Well, and it's funny because... It's like, you know, with the like a lot of commercial spaces, you'll see all of a sudden you'll see an empty field, and then all of a sudden a sign goes up, and then you're like, uh oh, and then next thing you know, building, and then now there's all this real estate, now there's all this commercial property, and then I'm like, wonder who's gonna get that, and then boom, sign goes up, boom, sign goes up. I'm like,
it's happening all over the place down here.
Well, and I deal with one company and. You know, I don't think people realize it. I know I'm sure as an owner of property, you just want it rented. You know, you just don't want spaces empty.
Right.
But on the, from my seat, I'm looking at some of these places. I'm like, some of these places are the beginning foundations for a small business. Mm-hmm. One of the most scariest, whether it's like, you know, you got, you know, your life got turned over and you were full of fear. Mm-hmm. Whether you're that or you're trying to open a small business, because you're really basically opening a small business.
Right. Real estate is. I mean, I get 1099. It's not.
Right.
I don't you're work your own for small anyone. Business. Right. Yep.
And I'm sure that maybe one day you'll have your own spot.
I hope so.
I mean, you got it, right?
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that. And you asked me, I remember you texted me, what are we going to talk about?
I did.
I go, don't worry about it. We will have a great time. But this podcast is really about that guy. Which was me, which was you, that are sitting on that was sitting on that couch going, what am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
We have so many opportunities. And it's almost like, and I don't know if this happened to you. I know it happened to me. It's happened to me when I thought about opening this place, and it's happened to me just recently, about kind of redefining what happiness is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're lined up with the rest of the people.
Mm-hmm.
This is happy, right? We're happy, right? Because we're working.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, and I bring this up pretty much every podcast, and I love the reaction from some people, but have you ever heard of the term, you're not living unless you're suffering?
I've not.
Well, to me, that is life. You know, you're let go. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, people say, well, I don't know, suffering's a hard word. I call suffering a word with a pre-existing condition, you know, because it's you say it and you're already like, what does that mean? Like, I'm not suffering. But you're out of your comfort zone. It's, it's, you know, it's suffering.
Yeah.
But that's when the miracle takes place.
I know.
That's when you say, you know what? Like your husband said, what do you want to do? I say that to my kids every day. What do you want to do today?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Because you can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, whatever an eight-year-old can do.
I kind of talk to my kids like that when they write, because I love writing, right? So in school, I mean, they're struggling like crazy because my 13-year-old goes to Sussex Academy. It's a very, very tough school. And I love it. It's a great school, but it's very, very tough.
David goes there.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, and they really focus a lot on writing.
Yep.
And so Brooklyn is not the best writer, and so I'm trying to help her. But the same kind of thing. Like, I asked her yesterday. She had to write about a tree, like having to spend the night in a tree or something like that. I don't know. But the beginning of this process, I said, all right, Brooklyn, now when you look at a tree, what do you see? What do you smell? What do you feel. Like, close your eyes and try to imagine what life would be like if you were standing in front of a tree. And I'm trying to, like, pull out these little bits of things, you know, for her to tell me what she, and it's kind of like the same thing. It's like, what do you want to do? Don't just give me, like, oh, really think about it. Really think about it. Tell me what you actually are going through, and let's play off that.
Well, and I don't think a lot of people have a lot of confidence in themselves. They're like, oh my God, I'll speak for me. I don't have a lot of confidence in myself.
Yeah.
I'm too dumb to know that I can't do things.
But you shouldn't think like that.
I shouldn't.
Right.
But I do.
Just keep thinking positive. I fall in that all the time. So I mean, it's
I do, and I do. But I'm just saying, you know, I worked through that over years of, you know, like I was telling you about this meeting I had that didn't happen, and I was like, no big deal. Like, inside, I'm not good enough for the meeting. Yeah. I didn't deserve the meeting. But then I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Why
absolutely
not?
I deserve the meeting. But you know, it's like a muscle, right? You gotta practice it. It's easy. I always say it's easy to go negative. It's easy to not be good enough.
It is.
It takes a little more work to think it through and realize that you're good enough and definitely capable.
Right. That's true.
But redefining happiness, you know, I think we have this preset notion of like, oh, this is happiness. Money.
Mm-hmm.
Money.
I struggle with that one a lot. I will be very frank with you.
Yeah. Well, do you have financial insecurity, or do you think that you'll be happier with more money?
Well, here's the thing. And this is really, gosh, I hope my husband never hears this.
Why?
So, I mean, he makes good money. He works really, really hard. He works a lot, but he definitely supports us and financially and in many other ways too. But financially, we're fine with that. But in my mind, I'm thinking I'm not equal to him. I'm not good enough until I make more money than him, because I'm a woman and I have to prove myself more than a man would have to prove themselves. And I don't know where that came from. My mother has always been a really hard worker and a hustler. And I've done the same thing all of my life. So
it's kind of like a lazy thought. Like, it's easy to go there. But if you thought it through and put some real thought into it, you'd be like, well, that's not necessarily true.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
well, I guess it's whose eyes then? Because if you don't make enough money,
it's definitely in my eyes, because my husband doesn't, you know, he doesn't care about any of that. Like, he's not telling me that I'm worthless because I'm not making a certain amount of money or anything.
No, he told you you didn't even have to work.
Right.
That's a nice.
Right. But in my eyes, I have to do that for me to be. I don't know if it's being productive, or maybe I just feel, like you said, lazy. Like, I don't want to feel lazy. I can't. If I'm able to work, then I'm going to.
Right.
You know, I just can't sit around and do nothing. I sat around for a couple months, and I've got a cat and a dog. I was talking to them like they were supposed to talk back to me. I was going insane. It was crazy. My husband was like, you have got to find a job now. It's not because financially, it's because you're losing your shit.
It's weird. Jobs are weird. I mean, I think as all the possibilities of places and things that I could do, I have a pretty sweet setup. Yeah. I have my own hair salon. I got a podcast studio.
Yeah.
I'm in this awesome location.
Yeah.
I don't answer to anybody. Mm-hmm. Since you left, I definitely don't answer to anybody. Nobody bugs me anymore.
Man, this place is going to shit.
Going to hell in a handbasket. But, well, I think you trained me well.
There you go.
But there's days I don't want to go to work.
Yeah.
Like, how good can it be, you know, that you don't want to go to this place that you work at? And I think I think we all have our little niches that we get sunk in, right? And we get stressed out about.
Yeah.
So what do you think? I mean, so now you're doing this. What's your deal? Roll up your sleeves and take it on. What's your first... Shaking hands and kissing babies?
Yeah. So, in fact,
you did do that. You reached out to me. You said, hey, Tom, by the way, I'm doing commercial real estate.
I sure did.
And I appreciated that.
I did. See, the whole point, how do I explain this? To be successful in real estate, you really have to, it's all about networking. And it's all about staying in front of people's minds. I mean, you want to be the first person that people think about when they need to make a real estate decision, whether that be purchase, sell, commercial, start a business, whatever. So the idea is to just stay in front of people's minds. And I know it kind of eventually ends up being like, oh my God, this girl's like, why is she keep bugging me? And she's emailing me all this crap. And And I get it. I do understand that. But this is my livelihood. I don't get a salary on the side. I don't get paid hourly on the side. This is all commission.
How do you, I don't even, I'm, you know, I don't even know. How do you target, I mean, who do you target?
So
how
so,
do you reach out to, I mean, who do you reach out to? Like, how yeah. does that even, I don't, I wouldn't even know where to even start.
So I got to tell you, I'm in a gravy spot right now, because not only do I do real estate, I work for a general contracting firm in Laurel.
Okay.
It's called Whalen. So the Whalen nice. Company is not only a general contracting firm, they're a project management firm, and they do a lot of just everything else. I mean, addition, tenant build outs, and they're all over the place doing great stuff.
Right.
So in that position though, my technical title is the business development manager, which allows me to be in front of a lot of developers, engineers, architects. Those are the people that I need to contact to inform and educate that Whalen can do what they have. So we can build what they want to build, and we can do it the best. And we might not be the cheapest, but I can tell you we are the quality company to choose, right?
Right. That was good.
But having that availability to be placed in those opportunities to network with those type of people has allowed my real estate business to also take off, because I meet those people that I need to meet.
Right.
So I think the only troublesome part in that is when you meet someone, you don't want to double dip, right? So you're not like, hey, I'm with Whalen and I'm a real estate agent, because that's really cheesy, you know?
Right.
So you really have to start feeling out people and to really listen to them and find out what their goals are in the next year or two. And if you hear them talking about how they want to move their family closer to the beach more so than they're talking about their company, then you sell them on the real estate.
Right.
If they're talking about, you know, needing, you know, tenant build out, or they want to build a big, you know, place down in Seaford because they want the economic growth to kind of boom out that area, well, then I would talk to them about Wayland, because that Seaford isn't really my forte. So I wouldn't feel comfortable selling them property, and, you know, I'd kind of...
How come there's not, you know, they've talked a bit about this spot down here at the end of Cave Neck about that, you know, the next Christiana Mall. Remember that? They were going to build the next Christiana Mall there. And,
yeah. And there's a lot of pushback. And I get the pushback, but it would really...
Well, you know what kind of frustrates me is it's a lot of pushback from people that are living in places that weren't even... There was a lot of pushback about building those places. You know, like there was a development near here that they pushed back when they were going to build this development.
Mm-hmm.
And then they build it, and then everybody moves into it, and then these people are now pushing back mm-hmm. for more development. It's like, mm-hmm. and then I say, where do you shop? Right. Oh, we go to Rehoboth. I go, well, we're full.
Right.
You can't take any more shoppers down there.
Right.
I mean, how come we're not building? I mean, why isn't a mall being built here? It doesn't, maybe not Christiana, but a giant.
Well, I got to tell you, a lot of it is zoning and planning. So, right. I mean, there's so much red tape that has to be pulled off for something like that to take place. I mean, the reality is this: if a developer wants to purchase that land, goes through all the hoops and, you know, the whatever they need to go to get this approved, they're going to build it whether they get pushback or not. I mean,
right. They can vote all day.
Yeah, they can, as long as the commission approves it.
Well, and you talk about living in Millsboro. I mean, I would think if I lived out here, I would love a giant out here. Mm-hmm. You know, a grocery store and, you know, all the little stores that come along with it. I mean, why not? Why would you want to drive all the way into Rehoboth?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got Milton. Milton's kind of close.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's only, a Food Lion there and a Walgreens.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot.
Do they still have a Food Lion? Or did they switch it over to Wise?
Oh, I think it's Food Lion.
Wow.
I think it's Food Lion, yeah.
It's a slap in the face. We don't want to switch this one over.
Never mind. This one's good enough. I think it's fairly new. I think that's why they didn't. I think they kept it.
Well, it is interesting I do think it's funny that people move here and then, you know, put the roadblock up on new development and stuff. I think it's like a little strange.
Well, I got to tell you, I just went to a planning and zoning meeting in Georgetown. I go to those all the time. And I just heard that in Long Neck area, like that Millsboro area, I think the population's like 132,000 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And in the next 2 years, it's going to be 150,000. I mean, it's insane. Like the growth is just crazy. Well,
and they were said someone. I think IG Burton was on. He was talking about some of the. And I'm not really smart in this, so forgive my terminology. But they were wheeling and dealing, mm-hmm. and they were trying to get more people out there. And yeah. I think they were like, "Well, listen, you can't have this many people because it's just going to be too overgrown."
Right.
And, you know, back to the topic of this down here, it seemed like they wanted to build that, but with the stipulation that there had to be a bridge part built with it.
Right.
But now they just had another big accident, and they can't seem to pull their heads together to build something down there. So I think they're going to end up having to just build a bridge.
And honestly, they should.
They should.
They should do that.
Did you come through that intersection?
I did. Yeah.
They put all these little cones up.
I know.
So that you know that you have to stay in this lane. But
and you can't make a U-ey coming from southbound. You can't make a U-ey.
But all those little cones, you can't tell if someone's in the turning lane.
I know.
Or if they're in the regular lane.
Mm-hmm.
That's just stupid.
I know. I see it. But I think they're just trying to do, and just like any business, it's the state, and they're going to do whatever's the cheapest first, waste a ton of money.
Oh.
In our eyes, you know, for their little chump change, just to wait. It's just a Band-Aid. So
I think if you give people the ability to have an opinion is where it gets messy, because everyone seems to have an opinion. I remember reading an article. Someone was complaining that the new elementary school in Rehoboth, they had design in it, and design costs money.
Well,
I'm like, what do you want? Just boxes? Just squares?
Yeah, but isn't this? Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, it's a school.
It's a school.
So if anywhere should have design, the school should have design.
Well, and my dad played basketball in the gymnasium at Rehoboth, the old Rehoboth, and he's 82.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think they did their time.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And the new school is amazing. And you can just tell the kids are happier. I have two little ones that still go to Rehoboth Elementary. Aww. And they love that school. That's so cool. Yeah, it's nice when it's stuff like that.
Yeah, I like it. They just built that Love Creek School on 24 too.
Yeah,
and that's a nice little school.
And I don't know if anybody knew this, but apparently all the new schools they're building are the same school.
Are they really?
They're the same design, plan and everything. Same plan. To save money.
All right. So that's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Recycling.
Exactly.
I mean, they're only going to be there for what, 3 or 5 years or something, depending on.
The
what
kids
grade?
Or the school or the building?
The kids.
Yeah, the kids.
So they're not. They don't.
Well,
care.
And this the consortium though seems to be taking a long time.
Which one? The one in Seaford?
No, the one up here, just by the.
For
the autism school, the consortium.
What road is that on? I can't remember what road that's on.
It's the road with the ice cream place.
I know.
Dairy Farm Road.
Yeah, Hopkins.
Hopkins.
Yeah, but it's like going towards Milton. What is that road? Ugh, it's going to drive me. I'm going to think of it.
Dairy Farm? No.
I don't think that's it. Anyway. So, but yeah.
Hey, we're not map people. We're never back.
Google Maps, damn it.
So what's it like being in the real estate game and with social media? Because I know starting this podcast, I've had to, for a 51-year-old man, I've had to step up my social media game.
Yeah.
It's freaking, It's stressful, right?
It is stressful, and
I have to do. In fact, when we do your podcast, I'll have to put my Instagram, and I have to do my story, and then I'll make you look.
I'm not doing the Instagram thing. Like I have Instagram,
yeah,
but I don't know what to do with it. Like it, I mean,
you gotta do it.
But
it,
but
do,
but
it. You gotta do it.
Yeah, but what do you do? Is it? I mean, because it's not like Facebook. I'm so old school.
It's how old are you?
God, do I have to tell you?
Are you older than 51?
No.
Then you're not that old school. You are young school.
I'm not a young chicken. I'm like a medium chicken.
Well, maybe you should reach out to like your daughter and say, listen, I could use some help on my social media game.
Yes. And my 10-year-old could probably teach me a little something.
Dude, we took a picture of this kitten. We got a new kitten, and my son Sam, who's 80, goes, I bet I could get 5,000 likes with that on TikTok.
No way.
I'm like, what the fuck is TikTok?
What?
Oh, everyone's on TikTok.
Yeah, but I think you have to, like, dance and sing and crap. I'm not doing that. I mean, maybe if I get some...
I do some dig those kids that can do that dance with their feet go in front of them and stuff. That,
what?
Is this a new dance? It's all on TikTok.
Oh, God.
Some Japanese
TikTok,
kids, man.
I?
They're good dancers.
They're so light.
They're so like, fresh and young and light and good dancers.
Oh my gosh, my kids are always
dancing. I feel
like
I weigh 1,000 pounds.
I know. My kids are always dancing around, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, this is, we have a smart home, right? So we've got Alexa everywhere.
Oh, geez.
I know, which is great. I love it because it's just, I mean, if I'm lazy and I want to turn off the light, I can just tell it to turn off the light and it works.
Okay.
So that's great. But here's the thing. Since everything is Alexa, if you say Alexa loud enough, every freaking thing on the house says, you know, what can I do for you? And I'm like, what the hell? Like,
that's weird. Right?
I know. So you've got to kind of say kitchen or Alexa kitchen or I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
Do you have regular light switches at all?
Yeah. We do.
Oh, okay.
But like for the living room and bedroom and other like outside light, I can, you know, and your thermostats.
It's so funny because, you know, people, I mean, when we used to watch the Jetsons, you know, we all thought that was cool. Oh, my God, how cool would that be? But then, you know, to achieve that, you have to give up some stuff. And one of them is our privacy, which is always a hot topic. I kind of knew privacy. My parents, my dad especially, you know, they knew what privacy was. Mm-hmm. I had a, you know, 50-50. Mm-hmm. But today, my kids won't ever know what privacy is.
No. And here's the thing. A lot of people are like, we're not having Alexa. My dad, for example, perfect example. We're not doing Alexa. That's nonsense. I don't want the government listening in on me. Well, for one, if you're doing something that the government, if they heard you, would be concerned, then then maybe you should be listened to. I don't know. Right. But you have a smartphone. If everyone has a smartphone, the smartphone is listening and watching. I mean.
Well, and I like your point. I mean, if you're up to no good, yeah.
Yeah,
I get
you
it.
Should be scared, sure.
But I'm not.
Right.
I'm not doing
Neither
anything.
I don't care.
I have nothing, but I don't really like Alexa. I don't know why.
Are you more of a Google?
I'm more like your dad. I just don't, I don't need to. Yeah, I just don't. I mean, I'm not worried about being listened to. I just watched this whole, I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan. He had Snowden on.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, the government does whatever they want anyway.
Yeah, oh yeah.
We make laws. And then they don't follow them. Mm-hmm. And then we rewrite laws, stipulations to cover their ass in that law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean.
Yeah, that's a
Well, and apparently, you know, we were just like, hey. And as, you know, whatever, 15, 20 years ago, when data started being kind of gathered, we were like, hey, we don't care. Why would we care? And then all of a sudden, it's now a commodity, you know, and we're like, well, shit, when did that happen?
I know. And you signed off on it. These 40-page, you know, terms and conditions, and you're like, ah, screw it, I'm not reading that. Check, move on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I know it.
I think that I used to do, I don't know if you ever saw it. If you didn't, that's fine. But I used to do a vlog called, Can I Just Say It? Or no, Tom Can Just Say It. Tom Can Say It.
I don't think I've ever, when was that?
It was a few years ago. I used to do with drones and talking into the
really?
Camera.
Do you
and
still have a drone?
Yeah, there's one right there.
Do you want to make some money?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk.
I got two drones. Well, you need some. Okay, we'll talk. Don't say it on that. Well, they just came out with a new drone that's 249 grams, which literally means you can do whatever. You don't need to have a license.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll talk. But but I was doing this vlog, and I used to think if I was going to be a real estate agent, I would have my whole. First of all, I would create a character.
Mm-hmm.
A character that would be interesting that people could follow. Whether I was selling them something, whether they needed anything, just a character that would be interesting to watch.
Right.
But
I'm really boring, though.
Yeah, but you have to change. Listen, you can't be boring and move forward.
Here's the thing, though. I got to tell you, when I'm in my moments, when I'm in my moods, I can be hilarious. And I'll tell you, I was at the hospital.
Even the fact that you're boring is a perfect opportunity to be exciting because everyone would be like, oh, my God.
What the heck?
She is being silly, and that is funny.
I can. It's just I got to get over my nerves because I think it's all about nerves. It's like, oh, God. All right, perfect example. Somebody won a gift card at one of my open houses. Well, I've got two of my girls, one holding the can or whatever that has the names in it, and the other one is pulling it. And I'm doing this Facebook Live thing, which, by the way, was my first time, which we'll see how that goes. Anyways, I was so nervous. I even had my dog in the video with me because I was like, oh, I need somebody to, like, to hang on to. And my dog's like, what are you doing? Like,
Yeah, but it'll be a little better the next time.
Yeah.
Listen, you know, I used to love watching The West Wing. And on The West Wing, they'd be like, oh, my God, we can't get involved in that. That'll tie our administration down for the next 6 months. And then Trump comes along, and he's like, he does an administration tie down for 6 month episode, and then he just does it the next day too. You know, it's like, oh, well, we can't be tied down because we're doing it every day.
Yeah.
So it's a lot like Facebook. You know, you do your Facebook Live and you just let these podcasts. I do a podcast. I do it. I enjoy it. And I move on to the next one. It's like it's like art. And I think, you know, Facebook Live or doing a vlog, I always thought it would be cool. You know, and this was, you know, try to picture this. You know, you set up a camera and then you set the camera and it basically it's pointing at your feet. And you put your briefcase down and, you know, you stick your sign in or, you know, some little opening mm-hmm. scene that you do on every one.
Okay.
Set up time-lapse cameras that show for like a property which way the sun rises, which way it sunsets. You know, if you can set a camera up facing the sun and watch the sunrise and just watch how the shadows pass across the yard.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty.
You know, it really says to the people maybe looking at the property, oh, I love that. I love how those shadows come away across
like
that.
Yeah, and I need you as my marketing director.
I'll help you. We can create a character.
Wow, that would be cool.
And we'll do it. You know, every morning you're picking up your briefcase.
Yeah.
And off you go. And then we can set up time lapse and shows how the sun sets, mm-hmm. rises at the property, comes across. We can do drone stuff.
Wow.
You know, every morning.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If you create a routine that people become interested in, they will mm-hmm. follow you. They'll listen. They'll watch. They're like, I don't need a house, but damn it, I like what she's doing. Let's mm-hmm. see if she sells something today. And then all of a sudden, you build an audience.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you start to be known for that. And then they're like,
that would be so
I love what this girl does. You know, I don't think, how many times do you do something and then after you've done it, you realize, wow, I didn't realize that was going to. Like you buy a place and you're like, right. I didn't realize that door was going to open like that.
Right.
Or I didn't realize the floor was going to sound like that with rolling chairs. Mm-hmm. Or I didn't realize the sun was going to beat through those windows all day like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that some of those,
right.
if you can expose some of that, the good and the bad,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you'd focus more on the good. But,
oh yeah.
You know, one of the beautiful things that I love about this salon is the way that the direction it faces.
Mm-hmm.
The sun never beams in the windows.
I worked at
another salon, and all day the sun beamed in the windows. You had to put the plastic film in or curtains.
Or you had to just shut the blinds, and that's awful.
Or shut the blinds.
You can't have natural light in.
Exactly. So which way does the sun? I love what, I'm sure I haven't asked them about this, but I noticed that both of the new Sodell restaurants,
mm-hmm.
Thompson Island Brewing and Blue Coast,
mm-hmm.
they face Route 1, but mm-hmm. the entrance is turned.
Yeah.
I think is brilliant because when you're driving by, you are looking at the entrance.
Yeah.
You're not looking at the side entrance as it passes.
That was definitely on purpose.
Yeah. That's a Scott Camera move, it was brilliant. And I think it also prevents the sun from beating in the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of little nuances that I think if a person did it correctly
mm-hmm.
and did it with, you know, it would require some editing and stuff, but, you know, time-lapse photography, if you have an iPhone or something like that, or even a GoPro,
mm-hmm.
is great. I mean, just letting people...
I think we've got a GoPro in the house somewhere.
Yeah, or not an old iPhone. You know, I love how time-lapses... I do time-lapse every morning, just how clouds move across the sky.
Oh, I love that.
I mean, you know, there are different things that you can do in this day and age.
I'm going to have to pick your brain and just start...
Absolutely.
Writing stuff down.
Build a character.
I need to do that. And here's the thing. I'm at my desk and I'm like, yeah, I need to do this. I've got all these aspirations. I've got all these great ideas. And then I run out of time.
Well, or we get great ideas from other people's great ideas.
Which I'm doing right now with you.
No, that's fine. But I'm saying, you know, I always say, do you want to get in line with the rest of the ducks
mm-hmm.
and follow the rest of the ducks?
Or no,
do you
I
want to be a new duck.
Yeah.
And I think that with the stuff that we have, the technology that we have, there are a few little simple things that you can do.
Yeah.
And Facebook Live, you know, I do the Instagram. I do an Instagram story every day. I'll do an Instagram story with you, and I usually just take a picture of you, and then I maybe put a funny hat on your head and holding a cup of coffee, and then I set a countdown.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sarah's podcast is going to be on in one day and 7 hours, and the countdown goes. And then, you know, and I post where you can find it on Audio Boom and iTunes and at Rehoboth Social Podcast, and I do that, and mm-hmm. people love it.
Yeah.
But it's done. I'm done with it for the day. I'm not doing... I did it.
Right.
And I know I love Joe Rogan, his podcast. And I love... He was post his routine. And when he comes out of a routine,
mm-hmm.
whether I like the podcast or not, I'm like, where's Joe's podcast? Hmm. You know, I don't know if I love it. There's a lot of times I watch his podcast and I'm not into it.
Yeah.
But every once in a while I have like some, you know, quantum mechanics or some Dr. Rhonda Patrick stomach biomes or something. And I'm like, oh, that shit is interesting.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't come up, the podcast doesn't come up, I'm like, oh, hope Joe's okay.
Right. You know? Yeah, 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 so absolutely.
Find a routine and have fun with it.
Hmm.
Have fun.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Have fun with it.
I'm going to have to do that.
Plus, your husband said you don't even need a job.
I know, but again, I can't.
You got to let that shit go.
I know. I can't.
Why don't you try to prove that you can be the best commercial real estate agent in this town?
That is what I'm trying to do.
The most creative. When people say, you know, I want to sell this property, who are we going to sell? Who are we going to get? Let's get Sarah.
Yeah.
She has time lapse. It's a big deal. It's a big deal.
God, maybe.
Which way does the sun shine on your building? Is it going to be hot?
Yeah.
You're going to have to cover this beautiful view up every day.
God, I hope not. Oh, man, I got to tell you, I love this. Real estate is where I should have been a long time ago.
Well, listen,
thank you, Preston, for downsizing the company, because that was a good move. That definitely opened up the doors for me.
I think if, you know, we talked about it a little bit, I think Preston, all those people, you know, they catch a bad rap sometimes because they're just doing what they're doing, but they do it so well.
Right. They're business people. I mean.
But they do it very well.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine if somebody else was building houses and they weren't as beautiful? You know, they didn't put as much into them.
But see, I got to tell you, like, that's Chris, right? So Preston doesn't build the houses.
Yeah.
But he provides the land for others to build their houses.
Well, Chris, I mean, you know, just the whole family. And I love their dad, too.
Yeah. Oh, God, Joe's great.
But they take a tough rap. But I think in the end, I think they're just a bunch of guys trying to, you know,
survive. Yeah.
And
I think they're really they're innovators. I know Chris is for sure. Preston he's a smart guy. God, that man is, I don't think I've ever met a more brilliant man. He's just very...
But
I just want to sit and, listen, he's very down to earth,
I remember Matt told me, go see Preston. Don't say anything because he's very smart. Let him talk. I was like, okay.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Tom. So I'm going to sit right here and just listen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the point was, I think they want the best for everybody.
Yeah, you know,
they're not like, and I don't really know him, so I'm totally kind of speaking out of my ass. But, you know, most humans want the best for others.
I would think so.
And they don't work, you don't work for a company. And then they usually want you to grow.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you, Coldwell Banker, where I hang my license, they are an amazing company. They have such a huge educational program. So when you come on as a realtor, they have all these classes that you can take.
Well, maybe we can get them to be a sponsor of the podcast.
Yeah, maybe.
Take one of those application forms right there. Maybe you can pass along.
Oh, that was very smooth. Like they're right next to my spot.
That's corporate's idea.
Yeah, right. Sure.
What do you think of that? Look at that.
Yeah, it's easy, simple. I like
That's our podcast.
I like that it actually has graphics on it, so it's not just one sheet of paper like an application of.
Well, I got to give Katie Green over at Print Coast to Coast credit for that, because she, I tend to want to, I'll hire somebody to do something and then I tell them everything I want done. When I'm really like, you know, I'm hiring an expert to do something. And so I said, you know what, Katie?
Just
you're an expert.
Figure it out for
me. do something cool. And that's what you came up with. And I love that.
Yeah.
She did an awesome job.
So this advertising options, like the number of spots, is this per month or?
Yeah. It's not bad, right?
So you're saying that I could come in here four times a month for 30 seconds?
Do you want to do your own ad? Yeah. Huh. The way we usually do it is we do, like, before a podcast, I do a read.
Okay.
You know, like this one, I think today was Urban Float. So I read if you want to come in and read your own ad, go for it. Hmm. You can have 30 seconds and say whatever you want. If you pay the money.
That's dangerous.
Well, but I think that it's, you know, like I think your ad would be great for this podcast. We hope a social podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we do an honest look at recovery. It's probably not the proper place for the Thompson Island Brewing ad.
Right.
You know, if people are struggling with addiction, probably shouldn't talk about beer.
Right. probably good.
So we have a lot of fun podcasts, but we have great places to place ads and stuff.
It's a good spot. I'm going to take a few.
Take a few.
Again, Nice placement.
Well, look at that. Take the call of action card, too, because that's actually a fun card, too. That's
what. Which one? What are you talking about?
This in the plastic. Yeah, right there. So what that is it's called a call of action. And when you leave here, when I post your podcast, we'll have you share it, if you would, and kind of help us put it out there on your Instagram and on your Facebook and all that other
this
stuff.
This is why you put a plug in for iPhones, because it's easier to do all this stuff, right? Because I have a Samsung.
Can you see again?
I'm totally lacking on the.
I don't understand why you don't like iPhones, though.
It's not that I don't like iPhones. They're actually really similar.
You said, I hate iPhone.
Well, did I?
Yeah, I hate iPhone. I'm like, wow.
You know what? I had an iPhone for like 15 years, and it just was.
Nah, you didn't.
Maybe 10.
Nah.
It had to have been
what,
at least 10.
You just switched to Samsung?
Yeah.
Why?
I just wanted something different.
You were
different.
In.
Look, I'm going to go get my hair. I think I'm going to go get a perm, okay? So I have to change something every now and again. Yes, I said perm. I know it's an 80s thing, but I think they're coming back.
Well, I do agree. There are some things. There's times I would like to get rid of my iPhone. The problem is that they do so much stuff great. You know, the messaging, the emailing, and they have just released that 13.2.
Android does the same thing. It's the same thing. It's just named differently. I got to tell you this, though. Danny at Ocean Atlantic, I had him take pictures of a property that Waylon built, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me to send to me so I can put it on our newsletter. And he took a picture, a couple pictures with his iPhone, and they looked professional. It was outstanding. In fact, when he sent them over to me, I emailed him back. I'm like, who did you pay to have these pictures taken? He's like, no, I did it on my iPhone. And I'm like, seriously? Because I got to tell you, my phone, and I have a 10. I have a Samsung 10.
Right.
And it would never put out a quality picture like that.
Well, I think the number one reason I stay with my iPhone is because I'm kind of entrenched into Apple now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything communicates all, it's all one big network. But besides that, I love the phone. I mean, I love the camera.
Yeah.
It takes amazing pictures. I just took these pictures the other day, and Preston, in fact, since we mentioned him, he's like, how do you take these pictures? What kind of phone is this? Is this with the phone? I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's my iPhone. But, you know, there's some things to pictures, you know, editing a little bit of saturation, bump the light, add a little of this, a little of that. It's
a little
like food.
Photoshop, yeah.
No Photoshop. No Photoshop.
Can you suck in the cheeks, make the collarbone stick.
This was
out
a picture of the trail.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Not her face. But, you know, I think, you know, a lot of people just take a picture and then expect that to be the picture.
Right.
I know. I'll look at something and take a picture of it, and the picture doesn't always capture what I'm seeing.
Just like the moon.
Right.
You look at the moon, it's beautiful, and then you take a picture. You're like, what the hell is that?
That's always the moon's almost impossible to take a picture of. I mean, I know they do it. I have camera to do it, but I give up on the moon. I think the iPhone, I don't know. They're all phones, right? They're all good. I remember our flip phone. Did you have the first Nokia?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was so funny. I'll never forget. I even told my 18-year-old when she was a little younger. She was about 17. I said, you know what? Keep up with the math. I'm going to give you a flip phone. So you're going to have to type in like 8 three times so you get an X or whatever. I don't know why you'd need an X, but you get one. She's like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, just wait. And I brought her an old flip phone, because you know you have that drawer that has all these old electronics in it, thinking one day it's going to come back, like the bell bottoms and shit, or Jenko jeans.
I had this cool Verizon phone that was it looked like a little iPad. It had a screen, and then you slid it, and the screen slid up, and it had a keyboard.
Yeah, I had that one too.
I loved that phone. I mean, I didn't love it as much as an iPhone, but at the time,
it was very cool.
The iPhone wasn't even around at the time. It was like kind of a, and then I always liked the. I was never a.
I had a BlackBerry once.
Yeah, I never had a BlackBerry.
I didn't like that. The number pad on that thing was insanely small.
Remember how popular the BlackBerries were for a while?
Yeah, but now even on my.
That's what they call it.
I have fat.
Let me see that phone.
I have fat fingers though, so like.
Oh my God.
I can't.
Now your fingers are fat.
I'm telling you, that autocorrect does nothing.
Let's see. Here.
Just click on anything. There's no naked pictures in there. It's your gosh.
What's this? That's naked. No. Let's find the camera.
Oh, I know. Did you see it? Oh, you're taking a selfie.
See, the thing I don't like about this camera is that...
there's no flash on the front.
There's a delay. I bet there's a flash on the front.
I can't figure that out.
Yeah, you go here.
Oh.
Oh, see more than meets the eye. Oh, I don't know what that is, but let's go away from that. Let's go back. I don't know. Actually, that's a pretty good picture. Can you send me that?
Sure.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. It is a good picture.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know. I got an iPhone. I'm kind of stuck in it. I thought about maybe getting the Pixel 4 because that's got a great camera on it too. But I love iMessage. And iMessage, they just do such a great job. And you don't.
What's the difference between iMessage and, I mean, just you can see the little dots?
Well, here, let's see. I'm going to text you because here you text me and I'm going to send you this thing, right? I love these. My Memoji. Do you have Memojis over there?
No, I just sent you your picture, though.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, here it is. Wait, what? It comes in as a... What the fuck? What is... Oh, mind blown. That's funny. I wonder if I can do... I think I've got stuff like that,
right? You got Memojis?
I don't know.
Doubt it.
Not Memojis.
Hate it. Hate that iPhone. Well, it's
all right,
fun.
Samsung, so kick it up.
If you want help, I will help you. If you want to try to create a character that is, you know, real estate Sarah,
yeah,
then we should do it.
Yeah, I think absolutely.
I love doing that stuff. I have drones.
That's cool.
Time-lapse photography, I think, is great. I think, you know, trying to show a different point of view of what a homeowner or someone that's going to buy a house might look for that doesn't realize it.
Yeah.
I think the sun is a great one.
Mm-hmm.
I love
that's cool.
Where my house is, I set up on the front deck, and the sun sets just to the left or just to the middle, you know. Mm. And that's, I think people like that. You know?
They can envision themselves being there.
Yeah,
I mean,
well, and you know, there's
that's
also
why we
like,
tell people to take their personal pictures down and stuff, so people don't walk into your house.
Exactly.
So
that's a good idea. Some other guy invented that idea.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Sarah. Hey. Thanks for spending some time with
me. Thanks for having me. This was awesome.
Thank you. You can come back anytime.
It was very cool. Yeah,
and,
I loved it.
I've always thought you were a great girl.
Aww.
I'm sorry we had to kind of fight a little bit over the years.
It was fun. It built the relationship.
We were really fighting it out at the end, though.
We were. That was. It was almost like a married couple.
Like a married couple.
Yeah, it was.
And when you told me you left, I was sad. So
yeah,
I'm out here all by myself now, but.
I'll swing over. In fact, I need to get my hair done. Remember that perm?
Yeah.
You do perms?
Nope. We do. Nelda does them. I don't.
No, I don't want anybody else to.
You don't want me doing a perm on you because we'd
we all have to know our strengths and our weaknesses. So.
I can do perms, but they're just a pain. It's just a whole, especially you got a lot of hair.
I do. I have a mane. I have a lot of hair.
So for your hair, you'd have to do a piggyback perm. So if you go get a perm and they don't do a piggyback.
What is that?
Where you basically take, you know, let's say you have 12 inches of hair.
Uh huh.
You wrap the first 6 inches in a perm rod, click it, and then you wrap the bottom 6 inches in a perm rod.
Oh,
so
God.
Really it takes two perm rods to perm the length of your hair. If somebody takes a perm rod and wraps the whole thing up, that's terrible.
Oh, that is going to be bad.
Because you don't get good saturation of the perm solution, and you really won't need a piggyback.
So are you sure you don't want to do my hair?
Pretty sure.
Damn it.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, God.
I don't know. We'll see. I appreciate you considering me, though. I'm not even working on Mondays anymore.
I know. I think that's like what salons should do, though. Because, I mean, you need a day off.
No, traditionally they are closed on Mondays, and that's why I traditionally stayed open, because that seemed like a good opportunity to get new clients. But we are starting a new podcast called Delaware Live Music.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
We're going to have like acoustic people.
Can I bring the craft beer and wine?
Yes.
Sweet.
I don't drink, though, but you can bring it.
Then no. I'll bring guacamole and...
Chips.
You
came in. I was like, oh my God. Every day, you know, if you want to talk diet, I got some diet advice.
Oh, God.
So, you know, I only eat one meal a day. Supper.
I had breakfast this morning, which is odd because normally I don't.
That's a fumble.
I don't usually eat breakfast.
So, I only eat dinner.
Hmm.
And then, so I've been doing that for a while, but like today, like I ate an avocado. Like if I'm going to eat anything during the day, I'll only eat one thing, guacamole.
Yeah.
So I made this awesome guacamole and I had no chips. So when you walked in, I was eating them with
a fork.
Well, I ended up eating it with a fork, but I had a little bag of Utz chips.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was eating it, but anyway. Well, cool. So, hey, come back anytime. I appreciate it.
Will do. Will
you're
do.
Always a solid pillar in the community, and I appreciate that. And
cool.
Anything I can do to help you become whatever it is you want to be.
Successful.
That's a whole other podcast, right? I mean, success. What's success?
Success can be anything.
I always say, look, if I could sit down at the end of the day and know that I gave a good effort, that's success.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah. All right. All right, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll see you soon.
See ya.
All right, bye.